Coach, you went to UNK, the indoor meet on Thursday, and some great results in the boys. And, well, your girls came through. You had to be on cloud nine. Very, very pleased with what your kids did, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll start off with the boys. You know, they came out and competed hard. You know, just to point people out, my veterans, you know, Sawyer Dimmer had a heck of a day. He medaled in the three events, the 60-meter hurdles, and the long jump. And both of those performances were indoor PRs. You know, so that was nice to see him improve those indoor PRs. And then, you know, Ryan, he medaled in the 200-meter dash, and those were also indoor PRs. So that was, you know, when you establish those right away, it's nice to break your times from a year ago. So very, very cool to see. And then, you know, the 4x4, you know, we came off that first heat, got the fifth place spot, and, you know, that was a nice confidence booster for all of them, which is what we needed, just to, you know, to kind of let them know that, hey, you guys can compete against anybody, so just got to go out there and do it, and they did, and that was very cool to have them win that fifth place medal there. So and then on the girls' side, you know, we had also quite a bit of medals. Mostly, it was nice to see that most of our medals were in the first place category, which is, you know, awesome to have, obviously. So, and we had, I think it was 1, 2, 3, 5, I think 4 or 5 indoor PRs as well. You know, so they also competed very, very hard, and they at a high level. And they understand, all of them understand what it takes to be successful and represent MHC at a high level. So very, very pleased with how the meet went on Thursday. But we're just getting started, so.
Yep, long ways to go, and good competition. Boy, a lot of good Class D schools there, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. There was, I honestly couldn't count it, but it was, for a while, it got pretty crowded there. So, you know, it's kind of a, I was telling them, it's a very short, maybe small preview of kind of what state is, you know, seeing of all the team schools that we normally don't see, you know, in our area. So kind of see how we stack up against them. And, you know, it's a good, like I said, for all of them too, just a good confidence booster knowing that, hey, we're hanging right in there with a bunch of other Class D schools or outperforming them, which is obviously what we want. So,
you know, for freshmen getting their feet wet for the first time, it's their first varsity meet, and you had a couple of freshmen really step up and do some good things in their first varsity meet, didn't they?
Oh yeah. I mean, Ava Master Smith, you know, came out huge. You know, she won all 4 of her events, and the 60, the what was it? The 4x. Well, she was obviously in the 4x4. We won that as well, and then her 2 other events, and in the 400. I mean, she had a day, and I mean, she's got a lot of potential, and you know, she works hard. You know, she loves track, which is also, you know, a huge plus at our end, because that just means that she's going to work even harder at it. And same thing with Katie Fisher. You know, she also track is her thing as well, and great triple jumper, and the good thing is they're both very coachable, and they're hungry, and they want to get better, and they want to, you know, be big parts of the team and contribute, which they will throughout the season, you know, to just make sure that we are successful as a team. So very, very pleased with those freshmen, and I expect them to have, you know, a huge season here this freshman year, so. Yeah, there's a few more freshmen. Sorry, there's a few more freshmen that are, you know, didn't have their best day, mm-hmm. but I know that they will. So, and it's just a matter of kind of getting those nerves out of the way and perform like then I know that they can. So yeah.
And there's a few more other besides some other upperclassmen. Maybe didn't medal this week, but they competed. They got their feet wet for the first time of the season, and they'll get better, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we had, you know, Kessa Cox did medal, but, you know, she also, those hurdles are her thing, and I expect her to keep improving and hopefully making some noise come district time. And, you know, Charlotte Broker, she ran the 2 mile for us, and, you know, she had a great cross-country season, so it's just a matter of getting used to running in circles instead of a golf course. You know, that's always a change. And, you know, Grace Loomis also in the triple jump. Didn't jump her best, but you know, hopefully she misses some practice with some illnesses. So hopefully once we get her back 100%, you know, she'll make some noise there in the triples and see where get her to, you know, jump her best here in the next few weeks and so on. And I mean, obviously Addison Richards also, she won her 800 race and she was pretty pumped about that, just knowing that, you know, she ran a 2:33. So running a 2:33 now, it's awesome. Hopefully we just, you know, improve it as we go. And I'm excited for the times we have and the room we have to improve, which is, you know, motivates me to make sure we get the right workouts for them and keep them healthy and strong throughout the season. So.
Coach, you're heading to Grant, Perkins County invite here in a couple of days, and I tell you, with yourself and Chase County is going to be there, and Perkins County is going to be there. I think Wallace is there. That's a pretty good field of teams for the first outdoor meet.
Yeah, absolutely. That's will be the first year we're going up to Grant. We picked it up here, like towards the end of last season, it'll be a good meet for us to kind of. We get to enter, you know, multiple kids, more than three per event. So we'll kind of get some times and some marks on some kids, you know, when in a comparative environment to kind of help us, you know, especially for relays, kind of see where we, you know, try to find the best four, for relays moving forward. And just in general, as far as, you know, our top three in each category for the different events. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be on the warmer side. It looks like, you know, upper 80s, I think, or lower 80s, whatever it is. So it'll be a warm one, but I'm glad it'll be, you know, warm rather than cold. So easier on me for sure on that aspect. But yeah, looking forward to it. As you know, Chase County will give us some great competition there and everyone else as well. You know, Wallace has a great distance, kids and everything in general. So I'm looking forward to that and just seeing some, you know, South Platte, Potter Dix are there too. Just different kids that we normally don't see. And it'll be great to go out there and compete on Thursday.